there, and welcome to another episode of Bite Size Virtue. This is Season 6, Episode 4, and we are continuing our exploration of the virtue of humility. And it would probably be good at this point to actually loop back and just, you know, refresh ourselves as to what humility means. Within the Ultima context, humility, kind of being independent of the other, of the principles of truth, love, and courage, is defined best as perceiving one's place in the world, not according to one's own accomplishments, but according to the intrinsic value of all individuals. It's the recognition of the worthiness of all beings, the perception of one's own place among them, regardless of one's own personal accomplishments or mistakes in the world. And that's actually a really good definition. I was doing some reading of St. Teresa of Avila, and her definition of humility is basically that, but put a little bit more succinctly. At its most basic, she said, humility is about living in the truth. And really, if we think about the virtue of, or not the virtue, the vice, oh my gosh, the vice of pride for a minute, you know, what is the vice of pride? Another definition of humility that we've used throughout the season, which again aligns with, you know, the Ultima definition, is to see things as they are and live accordingly. So what is pride? Well, pride really is to live, pride at the point that it becomes a vice. Because, like, there are things that it's legitimately good to be proud of, to take a certain level of joy in legitimate, a certain level of legitimate joy in legitimate accomplishments, right? That it's not, you know, we shouldn't be dour. We shouldn't ever be just like, oh yeah, you did the thing, like that's unimportant. No, like, when things are legitimately accomplished, it's good to take note of those things, and it's good to celebrate them and take joy in them. But there is a point at which we can go from doing that and, you know, fall into pride as vice. And pride as vice, really, if you think about it, is about seeing things as they aren't. It's about living in falsehoods. It's about not correctly perceiving one's place in the world, about magnifying one's own accomplishments and ignoring the intrinsic value of all individuals, ignoring the worthiness of all beings, and really inflating one's own perception of one's place among them. And this is kind of, you know, interestingly, I was thinking about NPCs in the Ultima games. And think about the NPCs in Ultima 6 for just a minute. Because really, if you look at just about any NPC, there are certain exceptions, but if you look at just about any NPC in Ultima 6, even the ones that don't live on Numagencia, they're like ideal exemplars of humility. And granted, I mean, that's because they're, at the end, just, you know, programmed objects. They can't do anything other than what they've been scripted to do. But equally, there's a certain authenticity to that, right? Like, you know, they do exactly what they're supposed to do. They do exactly what they're meant to do day in and day out. They're very truthful to that programming, to that scripting. They never deviate from their routines. How could they? And I guess I have to be careful here, is that I don't want to, you know, paint the ideal of humility as being a robot, but just like, if we think about, you know, the NPCs of Ultima 6 and just treat them as beings for a minute, you know, what do? Well, every morning they get up and they go and tend their shop and they eat and they finish up, close up shop, go home, go to bed, repeat day in and day out. And if you find them in their shop, they'll happily do business with you. But if you find them outside of the shop, they'll be just like, no, I'm closed right now. Like, I'm eating here. Like, come back when I'm open. There's no deceit in any of them. And there's no real sense in most of them that they have any more important place in Britannia than any other NPC. And I mean, again, like, some of that comes down to the limitations of the scripting engine or the dialogue engine, but still, like, you know, fundamentally, all of the NPCs in Ultima 6, they just go about their lives and they're just one more person in Britannia who's doing what their, you know, chosen thing is, or what their thing is, day in and day out. The NPCs in Ultima 7 are kind of like that as well. But it's interesting, of course, in Ultima 7 that you have the added layer of the Fellowship. Some of the NPCs you encounter are Fellowship members, right? And, you know, like, whereas in Ultima 6, the NPCs are, like I say, I mean, they're when you talk with them, to the limits allowed by the dialogue engine, they're pretty forthright. You know, they have a few things that they know and a few things that they want to convey to you and a few things that they'll just talk about if you ask them. But there's no malice. There's no deceit. There's not really, I mean, with a few exceptions. But, you know, for the most part, the NPCs are like, they're just people. And then in Ultima 7, that changes a little bit. Not to say that all of the NPCs in Ultima 7 are rank jerks, but a lot of the Fellowship members do have that very distorted sense of themselves in the world. They do have that very erroneous perception of themselves in relation to others, right? Like they're disdainful of non-Fellowship members. And if bad things happen to non-Fellowship members, they're kind of just like, oh, well, I guess he had that coming. He wasn't a Fellowship member. They're very boastful and they have this inflated sense of their own skill and accomplishments. Owen the shipwright's probably the best example, right? Thinks he's the most amazing ship builder in Britannia and he can't actually build a boat that floats. Pride really is, that is like the animating principle of the Fellowship, is just that pride that is to the point of vice. And it's interesting that, you know, with the expanded dialogue engine of Ultima 7, you can really see that come through. The NPCs still go about their day, but if you actually interact with them, you find that some of them are not nearly so forthright, not nearly so honest, not nearly so pleasant to deal with as others are, or as the NPCs in Ultima 6 are. And they're not living in the truth, even though, anyway, that's a smaller reflection. I didn't really have a lot on my mind this week. Unfortunately, it's just been, you know, another one of those busy weeks. And I guess, you know, for me, there's a lesson in humility too there that I still have to keep learning again and again, which is that it's a lot to try and cram, you know, multiple recordings into a week. And I'm determined to do it because, you know, this is a thing I take on for Lent. And I'm glad that I'm able to. But at the same time, you know, it is genuinely a struggle sometimes to, you know, think up topics. But yeah, I was playing Ultima 6 the other day and just kind of reflecting on the NPCs. And it's like, you know, they just go about their lives. They just go about their lives. And there's really no malice in most of them. And then in Ultima 7, well, they're still going about their lives, but there's a lot more malice in them. And pride really is, you know, what's missing from them in Ultima 6 that's present in them in Ultima 7. And it's just, it's interesting how, and I don't know if the developers were necessarily thinking about that when they wrote the characters in Ultima 7 the way they did. Probably they were. Maybe it was in the back of their minds. But it's just interesting to see, you know, see how well it plays out, how pride just ruins so much. And how, in a way, you know, every NPC in Ultima is in some way either manifesting humility or manifesting pride, even outside of Numagencia, even if it's not, you know, the virtue they most closely align with. So, you know, maybe take some time to just watch the NPCs, if you haven't already. It's a weird thing, I know, but it's something I like to do. It's just occasionally just watch the NPCs putter around, go about their day. It's kind of fun. All right, well, that's all I got for this week. Thank you for listening. Talk to you again next week. It's Holy Week next week. Until then, be virtuous.